Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Herd podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
All right, here we go. It is a Tuesday, and there is a lot going on live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, thanks for making us part of your day. J-Mac, Nick Wright in 1 hour. Mark Few, Gonzaga basketball coach, stops by. Before we get to the big games this weekend, the J.J. McCarthy stuff is starting to feel like Zach Wilson.
Oh, good.
I'm not joking. And yesterday in Los Angeles, damage control, whatever you want to call it, all the big dogs in Los Angeles for the Dodgers, Ohtani spoke finally about what could be the biggest mess baseball's had since the Pete Rose betting scandal, right?
A lot of gambling in sports stories this week. Gotta love that, right? We do gambling well.
Yep. Well, let's start with that. Ohtani said yesterday, met with the media, read, you know, which again, from a foreign country, needs an interpreter. I'm not bothered by Ohtani reading what he wanted to say for about 12 minutes. I know cynicism gets retweeted in America today and naivete gets mocked. I'll be a little naive. He said he never gambled on sports ever and he was ripped off and lied to by his interpreter. So I just want to throw this out there. A great athlete who's got a complicated game, he hits and he pitches, making the most money ever by an American pro athlete. That's the contract he signed. In those peak years as a young athlete, you are focused on your sports, your endorsements, your training, your performance. You have to trust your body to people, your money to people, your career to people. Even paying taxes for a pro athlete, every state taxes you differently. And when you make Ohtani money, when you make celebrity money, these aren't accountants. These aren't business people. And most of the time, they're 23 years old. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, an academic, ripped off. John Elway went to Stanford, lost $15 million in a Ponzi scheme. Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, lost tens of millions. Robert De Niro lost $88 million. Billy Joel lost $90 million. They're artists. They're celebrities. They're focused on their gifts. And they're often young and rich and distracted. And there's those peak years for an actor, a celebrity. Again, these people, they're the opposite of accountants. It's all personality. It's all art. It's not about numbers. Most people are turned off by that stuff who are artists and athletes. They don't care about that. They weren't raised around people that were, you know, buying hedge funds and mutual funds. They don't know. A foreign land, you need an interpreter to speak to the media. Maybe I'm naive. I can see them get ripped off. I've seen school funds get ripped off. I've seen banks get duped, and bankers and economists and charities and companies. So for an international player who needs an interpreter to just speak to the media when he says, I don't gamble on sports and I get totally ripped off. Maybe I'm naive. I can get it. I mean, how many times a week do you get an email or a scam phone call? I must get 6 phone calls a day. A day. And it says on my phone, potential scam. I get emails constantly. And some, I had my wife have to talk me out of something about a year ago. They said I owed back taxes and I had to send money. I was duped. My wife's like, I would call your accountant. I did. He said it's fake. It's the second person I've seen get this, and it looks incredibly authentic. So, like Otani, different country. Every state's got different laws and rules on gambling and taxes. He's a celebrity. And how do you rip somebody off? You get proximity to that person, numbers, names. An interpreter is about the closest ally you can have. Otani, to me, is a brilliant kid. I saw a lot of people in the media yesterday. Oh, he's just reading. He's just reading his answers. Well, if I was a sportscaster and moved over to Asia, I would read my answers too at a press conference if I was in perceived hot water. Right? Like, I think we're trying to be a little sinister or a little, we're all being cynics here. Nobody is buying the reality of young people, young celebrities who in my life have been ripped off, and the scams are getting much more sophisticated. So, I don't know. I'm going to be naive here. I can see a young kid getting ripped off, not really having a clue. But Colin, his initial story was different than this story. I can see him initially trying to help out the interpreter, who it's been reported was his ally, his best friend in the country. Sort of trying to help the guy out and then realizing, oh, this is way worse than I thought. I've really been ripped off. I'm ticked off. The Dodgers had to fire him. Again, I've seen it my whole life. Young, rich celebrities. Billy Joel, Robert De Niro, John Elway, Kareem, Kevin Garnett, Tim Duncan. I mean, there was an agent years ago that I think was in the NFL that ripped off dozens of athletes. That's why leagues have these rules that you have to qualify to just be an agent, and they're pretty darn strict. It's why there's only a handful of agents in baseball, Scott Boros, football, and the NBA. There's about 6 agents per sport that have all the clients. And part of that is they're trusted by the league. So file me under naive. File me under not going to be a cynical media person. I kind of believe the kid got ripped off. I do. And if I'm wrong, I actually hope he got ripped off. I hope he got ripped off. I hope it goes away. I hope the kid's career doesn't go into the tank. I hope he ends up elevating baseball. I hope he's a star for a great organization. Yeah, I do. I don't like talking about this stuff. I don't root against kids. I'm hoping he got ripped off. That sounds so weird to say. But that would be the best conclusion. He was naive. The interpreter took him for a ride. You know, the good news is he's pushed all his money down the road. So the big chunks of his money don't happen for years, so he'll overcome it. A lot of these athletes and celebrities, it's at the end of their career, past their earning years. So potentially, it's quick, it's ugly, he got robbed, and it's over. That's what I'm hoping for. And today, that's what I believe. We'll see. All right. It happens every few years. And it happens a lot with quarterbacks. Is all of a sudden you watch a college quarterback and you're like, he's a pretty good player. He'll go like late first round, early second round. And all of a sudden he starts flying up the draft board. He doesn't play any games. Maybe he had a good combine. But a combine's in shorts. There's no defense. his pro day, you're throwing to college teammates. That has become J.J. McCarthy. According to a story this morning, many believe he'll be the second player picked. Folks, he had 22 touchdown passes in 15 games. Caleb Williams had 93 touchdowns with bad offensive lines the last 2 years at USC. J.J. McCarthy had 22 touchdowns in 15 games with a great O-line, a great run game, a great coach, a great defense. Caleb Williams, Bo Nix, Michael Penix, Drake May, and Jaden Daniels all averaged over 300 yards a game passing. J.J. McCarthy last year did it one time against awful 4-8 Purdue. He averaged under 200 yards throwing. This is starting to feel like Zach Wilson of the Jets, where he has a couple of throws on his pro day. We start going, ooh, his arm. Oh, he moves well. There's a lot of zip. Both he and Zach Wilson are 6'3", and in my opinion, a little spindly. I don't know. J.J. McCarthy's college experience is not the NFL. I said this a month ago. It's very Alabama quarterback. You always have the best coach. You always have a lead. You always have a great O-line. You always have protection. You always have a great run game. If he goes number two, like the executive says, you go to Washington, that was the 32nd ranked offensive line. You'd go from the best college O-line to the worst NFL line. You'd go from the first or second best college run game at Michigan to the 27th run game. It would be the opposite of your Michigan experience. Caleb Williams actually goes to the Bears, they'll have much better offensive pieces than USC did. It'll be like cruise control. He's thrown to two-star NFL receivers. He had 1 in 2 years at USC. The Bears appear to have their run game and offensive line right, and two capable tight ends, Cole Kmet and Gerald Everett. To me, the guys that succeed in this league, their college experience mirrors their NFL experience. That's why Ohio State's had so many great college quarterbacks, and C.J. Stroud is the first one we're like, whoa, we got a star here. Because Ohio State has such great players. They're always leading. They're never behind. They get protection. And so when I look at the J.J. McCarthy situation, it's very Tua. You know, it's very Bama quarterback. It's very Mac Jones. I mean, there are things I like about him. But, I mean, second? Drake May's bigger and stronger. Caleb Williams, much more explosive. Better numbers across the board. He hit 300-yard passing game one time. Lance Zierlein, who I bring on this show, dad was an NFL coach. He works at NFL.com. He scouts. He said McCarthy should continue to improve as a passer, but he fails to stand out in many areas that tend to be predictive of top-level success in the NFL. And now we have him going number two. He was very efficient at Michigan. He was rarely, if ever, dynamic, dominant. He never asked to carry the team. I mean, I said from the very beginning, I didn't really get it, and I never got Zach Wilson. And there are things I like about him. It's awesome to have Jim Harbaugh as a college coach because he coaches like an NFL coach. He brings that NFL intensity. And so I like that. But the last 3 years, Michigan's been beating Ohio State, and the reason they've been beating him, the run game and the defense. The Michigan defense better than Ohio State's, and the Michigan physicality and run game better than Ohio State's. So I'm not anti J.J. McCarthy, but it always cracks me up. I mean, you have NFL coaches now not even going to the combine. You have GMs rolling their eyes at the combine. The Rams don't send anybody. They have a pretty good franchise. They don't send anybody. And we're falling in love with combines and pro days. Watch out. If you go look at the history of the NFL quarterbacks, isn't it remarkable how many of them did not go to power schools? Big Ben went to Miami of Ohio. For a while, the Cal Bears had three quarterbacks in the NFL, and so did NC State. Why? Because the college experience for Aaron Rodgers not playing with five-star guys, or Matt Ryan at Boston College, or Russell Wilson at NC State, or Dak at Mississippi State, or Kirk Cousins at Michigan State, they have to carry the team. They don't get great protection. They don't play with leads. They don't always have a great run game. They have to play from behind. That's very similar to the NFL. I mean, you would think the NFL would be a bunch of USC and Oklahoma and Ohio State and Notre Dame quarterbacks in Alabama. It's not. Patrick Mahomes goes to Texas Tech. Josh Allen goes to Wyoming. Why? Because they lived a real NFL experience, playing from behind, playing with less talent, with a second-best coach. I mean, Michigan is like Alabama. Best coach, best O-line, best run game, best field position, best defense. Now he's flying up the board? I'm not saying he's not a franchise quarterback. If he goes to Minnesota, now that works. He can sit for a year. Commanders, he plays day one. Commanders, he gets a defensive coach, the only in his division. Minnesota, offensive coach. Minnesota's got a better O-line. With Aaron Jones, a better run game. Dominant receivers. Top tight end. The Minnesota J.J. McCarthy landing spot where he can slowly sit for a year behind Sam Darnold. That could work. Washington, play now. Defensive coach, horrible O-line, no run game. That doesn't sound like it's going to work at all. J-Mac, I know you're rolling your eyes. You love J.J. McCarthy, but this thing is going.
That was quite a rant there. I was looking up as you were saying, you were prattling on about production in college. I was like, it doesn't matter that much. Cam Newton, one-year starter at Auburn. Only 1 year. I know Cam was.
He was arguably
we knew he was
the
awesome.
Greatest 1 year of college quarterbacking ever.
Correct. So then I found another guy, Joe Flacco. Now, he was a multi-year starter at Delaware. But coming
huge
out,
arm. Huge athlete. He was a great prospect.
So the other guy was Jay Cutler, who started for 3 years at Vanderbilt, but his stats were very, very modest.
But that's not, remember, Jay Cutler played at Vandy. He trailed. They had the second-best talent in every game he played. These Alabama quarterbacks, none have popped. You always play with a lead. You always have the best coach. You always have protection. Hey, Matt Leinart at USC under Pete Carroll, I think he got hit 4 times.
Yeah.
I mean, really popped. It's like, it's a different experience.
So is the argument that McCarthy just didn't have enough experience, stats and
his
production
college experience for the last 3 to 4 years will not even resemble his NFL experience. But it won't even resemble it. He's going to be under duress on every play. I mean, that's why the COVID year gave us all the bad quarterbacks. Mm. Teams rearranged the deck chairs on their schedule. BYU, which always has a tough schedule, played an easier schedule. And Zach Wilson was really good in his pro day. And you played less games. And there were Zoom meetings. That's not the real world. They get to the NFL and Zach Wilson is literally completely over his skis. It's a tsunami of New York press and New York intensity and a bad O-line. No more Coastal Carolina.
So I guess the big argument would be, well, listen, Jim Harbaugh knows quarterbacks. He's the one who said, I want Colin Kaepernick in the second round. I read somebody aggregated something from Michael Lombardi saying Jim Harbaugh loved Tony Romo. He had him as his favorite quarterback coming out. They didn't end up drafting him, but Harbaugh does know quarterbacks. So it's like, hey, do you trust the numbers and the production, or do you trust Jim Harbaugh?
Well, Jim Harbaugh also has something up his sleeve.
Perhaps, yeah.
J.J. McCarthy going up the draft boards would then provide 4 top 5 quarterbacks, not 3. So right now, Penix, Bo Nix, and McCarthy 6 months ago were seen as secondary guys, later first. And everybody was talking about Drake May and Caleb a year ago, and Jaden Daniels wins the Heisman. But if McCarthy then moves up to a top 5 or 6 guy, who has the number 5 pick? The Chargers and Harbaugh. And so therefore, they come rushing up the board. Jim can trade back because Jim knows he needs a right tackle, a center, 2 receivers, a tight end, a corner, a defensive tackle. Jim needs picks. Jim needs extra picks. They have an extra 4. He needs an extra 1.
Just so people know, this whole odds to draft 2nd overall, they're very low limits. You can't go put $2,000 on it. You cannot do that. So I don't know. I'm very suspect of McCarthy going 2nd overall. Come on.
Well, I'm following journalists.
Yes, yes. Big J, as he
likes. It's fascinating.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet 5. That's it, $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay authenticity guarantee. You'll feel it, because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert, sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
So the NFL DraftKings yesterday came out with NFL win totals. And this is what they do for a living. I've said this before. The truth serum in all of sports is Vegas. Even when Vegas sees a pattern they don't like, they're the first ones to discover you can have a gambling problem, a certain situation in the NBA going on right now. So DraftKings comes out and says, here's the win total. I tend to bet under on win totals. They're kind of, you know, everybody's optimistic. Every prediction is rose-colored glasses. So I tend to bet unders. But there were three different takes from the win totals yesterday. First, the Kirk Cousins take. The Vikings, who have a lot of personnel and an excellent young offensive coach, their win total is 6.5. And the Falcons is 10.5. Minnesota's got much better players. Why Kirk Cousins? Kirk Cousins is really good. Vegas gets it. DraftKings gets it. People inside the league get it. Shanahan likes him. McVay likes him. Kevin O'Connell likes him. He's just really expensive. Six straight years, he's given you 65% or more completion percentage. Third in passing touchdowns since he joined the Vikings. Do you know, since he joined the Vikings, he has 56 fourth-quarter touchdown passes? More than Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Matt Stafford. The Atlanta and Minnesota numbers illustrate how much Vegas and DraftKings respect Kirk Cousins. The guy can deal. Now, he's the opposite of Justin Fields. It's never spectacular. It's always efficient. It's never wow, it's always oh, but it's really, really successful. My second takeaway is the Bears win total is 8.5. DraftKings in Vegas are telling you Caleb Williams is going to work because the division's going to be better this year. Green Bay's young and only getting better. Detroit is young and only getting better. Both of them over and under 10.5 on DraftKings. So what they're telling you is Ryan Poles, the GM of the Bears, who had a rocky start, has had a very good last year. DJ Moore trade, Keenan Allen, Gerald Everett, DeAndre Swift, draft capital on the O-line, Montez Sweat deal was a big hit. So it's telling you Caleb Williams is going to work. This is a much better situation. In an improved division, 8.5 is a viable playoff team. Pretty impressive. They're buying into Caleb Williams. And the third takeaway is the Rams, that won 10 games last year, are at 8.5. That shows you the respect for Aaron Donald. The Rams won 10 games last year, almost beat Detroit in the playoffs. They have 11 draft picks, and last year they hit 5 different home runs in the draft outside of the first round. They hit home runs in the 5th round, home runs, couple of them in the 3rd round. They can draft. They have 11 picks. They have a top 5 coach, a top 6 quarterback, a top 10 passing receiving duo, 11 draft picks, and they think they're going to win only 8.5 games? Seattle still doesn't have a star quarterback. We don't know if Arizona's got the right coach. They're not a very good team. The NFC's weaker, and they're downgraded from 10 wins last year and momentum and could have beaten Detroit in a playoff game to 8.5. That tells you how dominating and how special Aaron Donald is.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
Cowboys and Dak Prescott have a mutual understanding of his contract situation, and there are no offers from Dallas despite him being in a contract year. Owner Jerry Jones said, "We are where we are, loaded and locked for this year. No indication a deal is coming." That's exactly the way it should be played. I think Jordan Love of the Packers really opened eyes. There were a lot of people that were on the Justin Fields is the man. Even Chicago media, week 12, 13, still selling that. And then Jordan Love faced Justin Fields in the last week, and the gap between Jordan Love and Justin Fields in the same division was the Grand Canyon. And you could no longer look at Justin Fields 3 years as a starter and go, we got to play Jordan Love twice a year? He's just not good enough. I think similarly, Jordan Love going into Dallas with all those young receivers, youngest playoff team since the 1970 Bills, Jordan Love walking into Dallas and clearly being more athletic, more ready for the moment than Dak Prescott was a complete eye-opener. Jordan Love is much more talented than Dak Prescott. You are not a serious football operation if Dak Prescott gets a contract and the first number is 6. You're not a serious football operation. I always say this. If you want to pay somebody a lot of money, what's the market? I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs are the best run team in football. Legarius Sneed was a good corner. He wanted top of the market money. And they said, we're going to trade you for a third rounder. That was the market. The market tells you what you're worth. What is Dak getting on the open market? So again, I think he's got a market. He's not making $58 million on the market, I don't believe. So, you know, I this is one of these things is, when I talk about the Cowboys with Dak, it's always the same thing. I like him. But you're paying him, I love him money. You got to pay, I love him money when you love him. Stafford, Mahomes, Allen. That's I love Joe Burrow. If he gets hurt again, I may change my opinion on Burrow. I love that quarterback, Justin Herbert. I'll pay him, I love you money. The Cowboys pay, I love you money for a quarterback inside the building. They may love him as a person, but they like him as a quarterback. This is not a regular season league. The NFL is not baseball, where you romanticize the past. And it doesn't matter if you never win a World Series. It's almost covered, like writers have their baseball gloves since when they were eight and they go to the park each night and it's all about the game. And no, it's about winning in January and February. That is the NFL. Nobody cares about the regular season. Ryan Tannehill's won a lot of regular season games. Nobody cares. So I think Dak Prescott is a regular season champ. If I'm paying you six is the first number, you either have to be an extraordinary talent. Josh Allen is undisputably a world-class talent. He hadn't gotten to Super Bowls either, but nobody thinks Josh Allen is less talented than Dak Prescott. The gap there is very wide in league circles.
Okay, so let's play the game, Colin. You said, basically, you know, you're not paying Dak a five or a six, which I get. So let's do it. Let's play it out. So the Cowboys say, thank you, Dak. We're not doing that. You now hit the open market. Dak is on the market.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins just hit the market. He was snapped up in like 30 seconds by the Falcons, who may have tampered with
him
just to get him.
A team with a great O-line, great young weapons, in a terrible division. So Kirk in that division works. You're not going after Kirk in the AFC West. The NFC North, the AFC North. Kirk Cousins in that division has absolute value. But that is the weakest division in football. Now, if the Saints want to go after Dak in that division, that's different. But I'm just saying, Kirk's value, I mean, even the Vikings and their brilliant offensive coach said, we can't pay you that. We're going to go with Sam Darnold. And they know Kirk Cousins is better than Sam Darnold, but they said, in our division with Goff, Jordan Love, here comes Caleb Williams, stacked offensive rosters, Kirk, we can't pay you that.
So are you saying, do you think Dak would get 40 from someone else?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Okay, that's fine. 42, 43 in the Kirk Cousins. But you start talking 56, 58.
Well, that's the problem, you know.
In that division where Philadelphia is well run, Washington looks like they got a lot of momentum going with them. I mean, I can like somebody, but then I want to pay them I like you money. You can't pay I love you money. Do I like you quarterbacks?
So that's the problem. Dallas is hamstrung. Hey, I'm your guy. I've been here forever. Pony up, pay the top dollar. And like Minnesota said with Kirk, we're not doing that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay authenticity guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's a head turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Well, we had Mick Cronin on the UCLA coach yesterday, and I asked him about certain programs, and I said, how do you explain the Gonzaga success? And he said two words, Mark Few. They have made 9 straight Sweet 16 appearances. That is, if you're Carolina, Duke, Villanova, and I've said this, that's what Gonzaga is now. It is a top 5 college basketball program in the country. Now, they have a very humble head coach, Mark Few, who... Let's bring him on, and let's, you know, first of all, he's just going to give me crud. Go ahead, take your shot at me about squeezing college basketball in, Mark. Go ahead, I'm ready for it. I can handle it.
You already did that for me, and I think you're calling out the combine, which I'm with you on that. Usually you spend, you know, 7 weeks talking about it, so if we could shrink that down to maybe 3 or 4 and embrace the greatest – tournament, you know, and postseason, the college basketball NCAA, that'd be great.
Well, it is great, and you guys have your hands full. So one of the things you've done at Gonzaga is that you'll play the UConns, you'll play the Michigan States, you'll play the Kansas. So you've played UConn, who I think is the best team I saw in college basketball this year. You played Purdue earlier. Purdue, Zach Edey's just... Do you just say to yourself,
he's an entity,
he gets 25 and I'll shut down everybody else? What is a game plan against Zach?
Colin, and this will be we played him last year in the PK85 and your old hometown Portland, and this year we played him in Maui back in November. And I mean, 25 years I've been a head coach here, I've never dealt with a player or an entity like him. He is a really, really, really good basketball player, and he does everything well. I mean, he posts the right way. He can score. His ball goes in now. Very efficient, and he shoots free throws really well.
Yeah.
And then at the other end, he's just, you know, for a team that likes to shoot, we're very effective in the paint and shoot a lot of twos. I mean, it's tough to get shots off in the paint, and so. He's just, again, an entity that, quite frankly, I mean, I haven't seen in 25 years. And so, obviously, a lot of game planning. The best thing we got going for us is we've played against him a couple times, so we've at least felt it. It won't be a shock. But it's not only that. Matt Painter's just, I mean, he's one of the great people in all the sports and just as good a basketball coach as there is, and he does a phenomenal job of the sets and things that they do offensively, and the people around him. Their guards are so much better this year. Their guards are terrific. That Braden Smith's a really, really, really good player. So it's gonna be a tough out, but it's awesome to still be playing. And we've been ahead, I think, at halftime and into the second half both games we played, and we just haven't been able to quite finish it off.
So I had said the two teams I watched this year that jumped off the TV, I thought UConn was the best team I saw, and then I thought Carolina, I saw them twice, really impressive. I got them on good nights. They didn't play great every game, but you faced UConn, and they've got a combination of great coach, NBA prospects. They've been defending since Calhoun's been there. Is UConn, you faced them, are they beatable, or are they just too good?
I mean, they're beatable. Everybody's beatable, but they are. There's something now. We played them twice last year in the Elite Eight, and then in Seattle in early December. And they are very good. And you know, I'd say obviously they and Purdue are neck and neck with just kind of how they've dominated this year, but. Just in different ways. You're right. UConn defense is the same. It's up to Calhoun standards.
Yep.
But the interesting thing, Colin, and I know sometimes you like to we actually share a lot of the same thoughts, you and I. I don't give you enough credit for that. But you like those teams that play different sometimes football-wise. UConn doesn't run a ton of ball screens. And in college basketball, you know, 95% of the teams, you know, run mostly a ball screen offense in some way, shape, or form. they run a lot of off-ball stuff, and they execute it incredibly well. Curls and back cuts and flares and stagger screens and single pin downs. So they're really different when you go to prepare for them, you know, and you know, most of your practices have been dealt with dealing with ball screen offense. And so that is the one thing that it's definitely been hard for us. And when you play them in a tournament like this, especially if you get them on the second day, you know, the second game of the weekend, I mean, that is a short prep.
Yep.
And I think that's really advantageous to them.
Yep. That's a really good point. You know, Mark, I was talking to Mick Cronin yesterday, and we talked about the NIL. And it's, I mean, there's, you are obviously, you play like a blue blood program, but you don't have Kentucky's money. You don't. Gonzaga it doesn't have that money. You will make it work, but are you concerned that players, a majority of them, and I'm not blaming them, money's the first question. It's not facilities. It's not winning. It's can you pay me? Are you concerned about Gonzaga and your history of excellence going forward?
I mean, I've always been concerned about that every year, and especially, you know, whenever the seasons do come to an end, it's getting definitely more complicated. But I would just say, Colin, you know, we've had two great examples of NIL really, really working and being such a positive thing, and Drew Timmy and Chet Holmgren.
Yep.
And theirs was true NIL. It was name, image, likeness. You know, a lot of the stuff that's going on right now has nothing to do with NIL. It's just, you know, money being raised and then and figuring out how to get it. But I do – the positive of this is I do think it's time we do get to some sort of revenue sharing with the players. I think it's a long time coming. I think we just need to figure that out. And I think if that's the case, if somehow we got to get the right people in there kind of setting the future of our sport, though. Like, we don't need 12 presidents in a room, you know, trying to decide the fate of this. I think it's time. You got to have some coaches in there. You got to have some commissioners in there. You got to have some athletic directors in there. And then you got to have some student athletes. And that's it. And a couple presidents, and then just hammer this thing out. Right now, the NCAA is way too bureaucratic, and they haven't been able to keep up with the changes. And the best thing they got going, Colin, the greatest thing is the NCAA tournament and the job that Dan Gavitt and his group does. I mean, it hits a home run every single year. And so it's so important to keep that thing going. But I just think we need, like Pronto, some people that are in the fight and down in the streets, helping them kind of set the course for the future here.
You were right on Chet Holmgren. I worried about his size, and I kind of felt like play him 50 games the first couple of years, body type, he's thin, let him put on weight, don't ask him to play 82. And I got to tell you, there are nights he's better than Wemby. And you told me, I said, I don't know. And you said, he is way tougher than his body type leads you to believe. Are you surprised at all? I mean, Aaron Knight's coach, he can be a dominant player. He's still a kid. Are you surprised at all by it?
Not at all. Not at all. I'm telling you, we've had some legendary guys here with drive and ambition and work ethic. I mean, that's basically what this program has been built on. And he's at the top of the list in that. I mean, we could not get him out of the building. I mean, he was here 20 hours a day. He is basketball all the time. And like I said, and I think it's playing out, he's tougher than maybe his body looks that it might be. And he's a warrior. And he's a warrior, and he loves basketball, and he's got a great feel. He's a great teammate. I'm just so happy for him. That, you know, the thing, it was a fluke that kind of happened. It was a fluke injury, and I think he was getting labeled, you know, very wrongly of being brittle and all this and this. That guy didn't miss a practice here. And, I mean, he was in on every drill, and I loved that about him when I watched him in high school. He'd get knocked down to the floor, and you'd go, ooh. And it popped right back up and, you know, making plays at the other end. And I mean, he does everything, right? He plays both ends of the floor. How nice is that? And the other thing I'd add, Colin, is after doing the Team USA stuff and looking forward again to doing it this summer with Steve and Ty and Spo and Grant, it's a different game. Like, the NBA is way more open, and yes. I'm telling you, it's way more finesse.
Yes.
The FIBA stuff that we went through last year with the World Cup team is so much more like college. There's, we can stand in the lane and there's not driving, and there's it's so much more physical. I mean, in my opinion.
Finally, my favorite two college basketball coach, I mean, I love a lot of you, Izzo, Jay Wright, and you. And what one of the things that's interesting, Izzo's very emotional, very. And you and Jay Wright, you look like you're watching the game in your driveway. You guys are not real emotional. You're playing Purdue. The whole country's watching. Do you have inner turmoil? You're freaking out. You and Jay Wright act like you're just sitting at a dinner party. You never get emotional. You're always even. Is that because you've been around so long? Is that just who you are?
Well, first of all, there's tons of inner turmoil for Jay. I mean, Jay's a great friend for both of us. So, you worry a lot. After working for different guys over the years and stuff, and just as, back all the way into high school, I always thought there's enough stress involved in the game that the most important thing and the greatest thing I can do when we get to the game is to try to give the guys as much confidence as possible and just let them play freely and play with confidence. Now, practices and everything leading up to that, I mean, we're on them and after them and challenging them, and getting them to do the right things and think the right things and preparing them. But man, once that ball goes up and the lights are on and the fans are full, I just think I'm just there to try to help them and, yelling, screaming and losing my mind. It isn't going to help them play with any confidence. And maybe it doesn't fit my personality either. There's a lot of different ways to do this. And a lot of those guys that do coach like that are incredibly successful. But I just try to get them as much confidence as I can and help them as much as we possibly can be successful during those 40 minutes they're out there.
50% from three-point range. They lead the tournament. It's incredible. 13 times a Sweet 16 appearance, 9 straight. Now, as Mark knows, I got to go back to talking about the fifth round of the NFL draft now. So I have to go.
And you don't try to blame it on your producer either. That is you at heart. I mean, admit it.
Whatever. I love having you on the show, and I hope things are going well.
I love being to the show, and I love listening to your show. It challenges me. It does. I love your show.
Yeah.
We need to get on more.
Yeah, my wife says, I love your show as long as I'm never on it. I just don't want to be on your show. And I'm like, Ann, the show is my life. And so one of my favorite people in sports, Mark Few. Great seeing you. I will be locked and nervous for Gonzaga-Purdue Friday, which could be the best game in the tournament. Great seeing you, man. Go Zags.
Yeah, you too, bud.
All right. Take care.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.